closing of an airport in Haiti complicates ministry. Police investigate an expat's murder in Jordan. And tethered to your smartphone, how does that open gospel doors? We'll get the answer to that and other stories on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Construction could cause major issues with ministries working in Capation, Haiti. According to Eva DeHarta for Haiti with Love, the project will be closing down Saturday for construction, lengthening the runway and enlarging the terminal. But that means Missionary Flights International, or MFI, can't land there.
Our clinic is out of Burn Cream, and I have Burn Cream on its way to MFI. And if MFI will not be flying into Capation, obviously our burn cream won't be going in.
The burn clinic's important. DeHart says it's the only free burn clinic in Haiti, which helps them share Christ.
A lot of these burns also happen in accidents with a voodoo priest, where he makes a boo-boo and sets somebody on fire. So they're very willing to listen to the gospel after something like that happens to them.
Pray that the airport will open for a few hours for supplies and short-term mission teams. Next, Jordanian authorities are investigating the murder of a Christian worker. 55-year-old Cheryl Harvey of the United States was found dead in her apartment 3 days ago. According to the International Mission Board, Harvey had served the Jordanian people for 24 years. During that time, she demonstrated the love of Christ through teaching English and other subjects in connection with the Jordan Baptist Society. Pray for her colleagues and family. The full story is at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. Pakistan is 10th on the Open Doors World Watch List. It's the list of the world's worst persecutors of Christians. But God's moving. Bibles for the World's Moe Padidi quotes a partner in Pakistan who says,
"Christianity means change, and this change can only come through the Word of God, because God's Word has the power to change lives."
Next month, his partner is part of a public festival.
It's all the Christians working together, and they got permission from the government to hold these festivals. And in those festivals, they are able to freely give out Bibles, New Testaments, Gospels.
It only costs 25 cents for the Gospel of John and $2.25 for a New Testament in Urdu. It's a small investment for someone's eternity.
We would like to have abundant supply of the Gospel of John to be given out on those days during the festival.
At missionnetworknews.org, we have a link where you can help. Next, know anyone who uses a smartphone or iPad so much it seems to be attached? Biblica CEO Doug Lockhart says technology tethers are opening doors for the gospel.
The chance to deliver God's word on those devices is a chance to reach the world like we've just never seen before.
In areas where persecution's high, apps and podcasts are providing a safe way to share the gospel with unbelievers.
It's safer, it's more efficient, and could be more effective. So it's a very, very important time that we live from an evangelism standpoint.
Lockhart says evangelism takes root when unbelievers hear God's word in their heart language. Biblica has 30 translation projects, but wants to grow. Visit missionnetworknews.org for ways to help and keep Biblica in your prayers.
For us to do the great translation work is something that requires great wisdom. So we certainly would covet your listeners' prayers that we would be God-honoring in what we do.
And last month, we told you how English camps were opening doors for the gospel in China. Teams with China Partner demonstrated God's love and mercy to Chinese teenagers, and several came to Christ as a result. But as college-age team members return to school, God takes a backseat to homework and part-time jobs. Pray that team members make Jesus a priority. Do you have this struggle too? Share your story on the Mission Network News Facebook page. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Envision a Middle East where the love of Jesus Christ overshadows the turmoil there. Sat7 would like you to see how they're offering the life-changing message of the gospel through television to millions of homes throughout the Middle East and North Africa. Get your free DVD to see it for yourself at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.